Our guest in the cafe this morning is Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Good morning.
Good morning.
Carol, our thought of the day, or thought for the day, is from John F. Kennedy, who said, "History is a relentless master. It has no present, only the past rushing into the future. To try to hold fast is to be swept aside."
That is true.
As much as we might like to hold things steady as she goes, you just can't do it, can you?
Nope.
Got to keep moving forward.
Right.
Well, 100 years ago, the week of July 28th, so we're talking about 1914.
Right.
The Texas Confederate Veterans Reunion was held in Greenville, and this was the second time that it had been held in Greenville in 2 years.
Yes. It was the only town that actually hosted it twice in successive.
Why Greenville? And obviously Greenville competed for it.
Yes. I really don't. Well, number one, there was good transportation. There were six rail lines coming into Greenville. There were rail lines coming into Greenville from six different directions.
Mm-hmm.
So it made transportation easy. Yes, there were cars, but the primary way to travel, and railroads were giving a big discount to groups that came. And
so Greenville at that point was making a lot of progress.
Right.
The railroads were so prevalent at that time. So something else that you pointed out about this, the federal government actually sent tents for all the old veterans who attended the Confederate soldiers'
right.
reunion
right.
in Greenville.
This is, I was just shocked when I read this. They sent 50 tents from St. Louis, and here's these older gentlemen. This is the 50th, mm-hmm. they're 50 years after, towards the end of the war, after Sherman has invaded
Atlanta.
So, it's about 50 years after the fall of Atlanta.
Right. They were not considered to be rebels still. They were not considered to be enemies. And that, you know, Lincoln had, before Lincoln was assassinated, this was sort of the
right.
attitude that Lincoln was trying to establish.
Well, and you also have to consider who was president of the United States at that time. Woodrow Wilson was from Virginia. He was the first Southerner to return to the White House after the war.
How many people attended this event?
I have heard all the way up to 12,000 people.
Wow.
I really don't believe that. I know that there were at least 1,000 veterans who had registered, and they all camped out. They lived in tents. The Chamber of Commerce ended up buying 60 cots and I don't know whether they brought their own sleeping gear.
Yeah, I was going to say 50 tents and 60 cots is not going to go very far.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, but.
And the newspapers keep saying, well, they're all camping out. But I suspect that there were a few that mm-hmm. stayed at hotels. And
sure. And the campground was what we now know as the Greenville YMCA property.
Yes.
Used to be the Hunt County Fairgrounds.
Right. And there was water there. There was,
yeah.
I don't know how many shade trees there were. And I think they spent a lot of time visiting and telling stories.
Yeah. We're talking with Carol Taylor, who's the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, about the Texas Confederate Veterans Reunion, which was held in Greenville 100 years ago in the summer of 1914. Tell the story about a man named T.M. Finley.
Oh, Mr. Finley, Colonel Finley. But, of course, everybody in the Confederate Veterans Association had a title or rank, which was not necessarily what they had in the Army.
But he had been a Union soldier.
He was a Union soldier. He was, I believe, from Pennsylvania, but I'm not sure. He had been captain of an artillery battery, and at Lincoln's second inauguration, he and his men fired the 21-gun salute. Then in April of 1865, they were sent to Maryland to guard the bridge. You had to cross over to get to the barn on Dr. Mudd's farm mm-hmm. where John Wilkes Booth was. And then, for some reason, business brought him to Greenville. He was a very personable man, and he and very social. And he made friends with all these old Confederate veterans. They made him an honorary Confederate veteran.
I love that story. Now, in the summer of 1914, 50 years after the Civil War, these men would have been in their late 60s, early 70s. You know, a lot of the old animosities had, disappeared completely, had cooled a lot. And we were talking before we got started with this. It was not as clear-cut in North Texas, was it, the divide between the North and the South? In other words, there was a lot of Union sympathy in Northeast Texas.
Right. There was, first of all, we had a lot of people who had migrated into this area from Indiana, Illinois, Missouri, then down through Arkansas, and finally into North Texas. When it came time to vote for secession, most of the counties that bordered on the Red River voted against secession. The vote was very, very close here in Hunt County. It was in Collin County to the west, they voted against secession.
Mm-hmm. So the vote in Hunt County was in favor, but it was a close vote.
Very close.
The Texas Confederate Veterans gathering in Greenville, and that 100 years ago.
100 years ago.
Summer of 1914. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.